Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So when you hear all these cases of all these young individuals getting shot for being at the wrong place at the wrong time or going to the wrong driveway or getting into the wrong car, as we've heard in the news, or the boy who was picking up his twin brothers. You know, I mean, you want your family members safe. You also don't want to hurt anybody accidentally. But this is a much different narrative, and we're seeing a much different side of things from what we've been hearing in the news of, you know, a home invasion, somebody getting shot, somebody getting killed, somebody, I understand, because I'm also an educator, not only a physician, but I've taught, I understand that you got to make things a little simpler for people to learn and come up with and do things the right way. And we have a lot of confused and mistrustful Americans right now who don't know if somebody's coming on their yard or land or house, they're assuming it's deadly force when there's some innocent things going on. I told you, you know, I've entered people's homes because it was the party and I thought nobody was listening. I rang the doorbell, so I figured, well, it's a party, nobody's listening, and so I would go ahead and enter. And luckily, I was right about the house. What if I'm wrong? How many times have my kids said, guys, can you hear me? Guys, have your game headphones on? And they walk into the house. You walk into the wrong house, you're going to get shot. Nobody knows that. People don't understand that. You know, I almost got into the wrong car. I was, we were walking around in the heat. This was during the lockdown in California. And it was hot. We had to meet our in-laws. And they said, well, why don't we go to the mall? There should be a place to eat in the mall, even though the mall was locked down still. And so we're walking around the whole mall, and it's hot, and I start walking towards, I thought my husband pulled up the truck, and there's a black truck, and I just go right into the back seat. And all of a sudden, my husband's like, that's not us. Well, thank God they didn't shoot me. I was like, sorry. I must have scared the hell out of them. So the average person thinks everybody stays in their own lane, and we don't. When I taught my kids how to drive, I taught them, look, you know, you might be doing everything right, but you got to watch all these other cars that might be going into your lane. You might be following all the rules for your lane, but other people might not be following their rules. Maybe they had a seizure. Maybe they had a medical episode, or maybe they're stupid. But you got to be prepared. Somebody might come into your lane. What are you going to do? But right now, we have everybody so nervous that somebody wants to kill them. That there's going to be a riot, there's going to be a break-in, there's going to be people are armed. And it's so tragic when you hear, like, this case. There was a, we just spoke about the 16-year-old Ralph Yarl, who rang a doorbell to pick up his twin brothers. And then he was shot because he knocked on the wrong door. Now, the 84-year-old Kansas City alleged shooter, Andrew Lester, said that he had walked in and opened the door, but that's going to be for the courts to decide, and I'm sure forensics could figure that out. But again, he was shot twice. Thank God he survived. But, you know, when you think about this, you're like, well, wait a second. So, if somebody is, for me, I would go up to the door saying, hello, what's going on? And, you know, oh, okay, no, this isn't it's the wrong house. You know, good luck, be safe, whatever. But we don't hear about a lot of those cases where it's an innocent person, like Ralph. We hear, you know, quiet on the other end, and you're like, okay, well, I better. And I've had home invasions. My grandfather was held up. Somebody walked into the store, put a gun to his head. Thank God that was during a time in the 60s when most people who robbed you would walk away and not shoot you in the head. But even with everything that we've been through, I still give people the benefit of the doubt. There was Kaylin Gillis who died. I don't know if you guys heard about this case. She was with her friends looking for a party in rural upstate New York. She was a passenger in a vehicle. Apparently, her boyfriend was driving the car, and they drove up the wrong driveway. They were looking for a party. They were like, nope, not here. So when they tried to turn around, they thought they were at the right address, but they didn't have cell service because it was a rural area. The owner of the house comes out and shoots and kills her. I mean, how many times have we, looking for a party or whatever, gone to the wrong house, so sorry, my bad. Now people are nervous. It's frightening. These Texas cheerleaders who were shot, they got into the wrong car. As I told you, I had gotten into a wrong car. Now, luckily I figured it out fast, but two Texas cheerleaders got shot because one girl mistakenly got into the wrong car in a grocery store parking lot. Gunshots were fired outside an HEB supermarket at 12:15 a.m. on Tuesday, authorities said in a news release, and they did charge and arrest Pedro Tello Rodriguez Jr., 25 years old, with deadly conduct, third-degree felony. And one of the victims was an 18-year-old high school teenager, just got into the wrong car. Now, one suffered some grazings, another one I think is in the ICU. But where do we go from here? You know, is it that we have just so many headlines of so many things that have happened to people and so much violence and so much crime that people are like, not on my property. I'm going to make sure I defend me and my family. But we're not hearing about all the innocent things that are happening. I think we're forgetting that there are good people out there, innocent people, that might just be accidentally making a mistake in the wrong place at the wrong time. You know, I hear people talk when crime was really starting to rise, you know, post-pandemic. You know, people were saying, I'm telling you, you're on my property, I shoot you. You don't go on my property. And I'm like, well, please don't be around Halloween. And Halloween, everybody is in and out and all over the place and, you know, running up and down. You know, it's a much different world. And I think we need to teach our kids and we need to teach everybody that you gotta be aware. Don't be on your phones. Don't be listening to music. Because the average person is going to think you want to commit a crime. And they're so distrustful. 1-877-DOC-GOLLY. Football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So one of the next giants is laying off a bunch of people. We are being told that BuzzFeed is going to fire 15% of their staff. Pulitzer Prize winning BuzzFeed News. That brand, I believe, is going to actually shut down their news division. They're going to axe it so they could concentrate more on HuffPost. So they're going to reduce their workforce by approximately 15% today. Now, this is their announcement by their CEO, Jonah Peretti. They're going to fire across their business, content, tech, and admin teams and begin the process of closing BuzzFeed News. Now, not only are they closing the news division, they also, I think Business Insider is planning to lay off 10% of its news division. News is interesting. News, I remember waking up in the morning, my parents getting the paper. The paper cost money. It wasn't a lot, but it still cost money for us that didn't have a lot of money. So I had to make sure that paper was not dirty, and, you know, I had to make, when I got the paper, you know, sometimes it came in a bag, sometimes it didn't, depending on if it was wet and muddy. And would read the paper, and or whoever would read the paper, they would cut out the coupons, play the games. There was a lot involved in that paper. Well, now I don't even think I read much of I think back then, I think it was like the Phoenix Gazette, or no, the Arizona Republic. I think it was the Phoenix Gazette and the Arizona Republic when I grew up in Arizona. In Las Vegas, it was the Las Vegas Sun and the Review Journal. I do read articles from the Review Journal and Sun. I think they do great articles, but that's not where I get all my news. I go online and I get all my news everywhere. And the reason why is I need to double check. When I told you guys about that Facebook claim form, I wanted to make sure it wasn't a claim form. That was a fake spam form or hacker form that was just trying to get into your accounts. So I need to verify things. And I have to verify things from other media outlets. But our news, people get their news for free. Even though the internet costs money, your laptop costs money, your computer costs money, you're going online and you're not paying BuzzFeed. When was the last time you gave BuzzFeed money? Now, advertisers might be, but if the advertisers aren't making money because we're in a recession, they're not going to be giving the news money. And we have seen media lose a lot of jobs. And many people go, well, you know, who cares? I think that's an issue. I'm in the media. There are good people in media. I understand media made a mess of a lot of things throughout the years, but there's some real good people in media. So when you hear a news division close, I don't like it, you know. And again, it's a sign of the times. You know, we lost a lot of workers during the Great Recession. I know they tried to say the Great Recession ended in 1 year by 2009. To me, it went on until 2015 because people lost their jobs and things were transformed and it's just digital. Everything was going digital. Nobody was buying the paper. What, isn't Netflix now stopping their DVD rentals? When was the last time you rented a movie that you got in the mail in your hands? We've been doing it all digitally. And so those, you know, if you can't move over, and, you know, so the layoffs are going to affect 180 employees, and the workforce of the entire BuzzFeed operation is going to be cut by 15%. Those people are going to be out of jobs, and some staff might be able to move to the Huffington Post. That was a website he co-founded in 2005. This was Peretti, and BuzzFeed acquired it in November 2020. But, you know, things evolve, they change. Now, we've spoken a lot, and I've had some of you say you're at jobs where the new hires are getting more, and you've been there for years. And my answer to all of you, if you are at a job right now, and you are seeing that the new hires are being given a substantial increase in money, you haven't even achieved it yet, and you've been there, and it's the same job, I would talk to your supervisor and say, look, you know, I want to work here. I want my same position. But if the new hires are going to be making 20%, should I quit and just rehire so that I can make the new salary? Now, I mean, I know that's probably not going to be very popular, and they're going to be like, well, if you want to quit, just quit. But I think, you know, if you're at the point where you're like, this is, because I couldn't do that. I couldn't be working, having put in my dues, my years, and all that, just to know that somebody less experienced is getting paid more for coming in. And that happens. These companies have had to pay more to attract people to come to work. But those of you who were loyal and worked throughout the pandemic and came to work, you're getting paid less. So I would probably suggest, I would probably say, look, you know, I want to make what the new hires are making, so should I just rehire? I mean, I'll submit my resume. I mean, you guys are my supervisors. If you like the job I'm doing, can I just rehire? And, they, you know, what are they going to say? If they say no, well, then you know. You know who you're working for, you probably need to leave. It's interesting. Something that has gone viral is this was it's so funny. Anything you email, remember, can be posted, and people can see. So, but people are seeing what this HR rep posted. Apparently, there was somebody who was working at a firm, and they were making less than the new hires, which is, and so the employee asked why they were making less. So HR wrote, at the time of your hire in August of 2021, we evaluated your education and experience to the position of need, arriving at a starting salary of $39,046, compared it to the internal equity of the department, which you aligned with your coworkers. Your offer later, dated August 4th, 2021, stated your salary of $39,046 would remain in effect through June 30th, 2022. Once you successfully completed your ED training, which I don't think is erectile dysfunction training, probably another sort of, it's probably department training, your salary would be increased by $2,100 for weekend coverage on October 1st, which brought your new salary to $41,146. By July 1, 2022, you received a 3.7% annual salary increase, raising your salary to $42,669. They said Central HR approved a market adjustment for future RCR's starting salary of $40,000 by August 2022. They say market adjustments do not warrant an employee's salary to be retroactive based on a future salary market adjustment. So basically, this person had to put in about 2 years to make what now the starting people are making. So they want, so what do you do? So they basically, they had a very well-written letter, and, people, they got posted, people put their opinions on it. But this is what a lot of you guys are getting. And all I could suggest, and it sounds like these HR departments or managers have heard it all, and they know. And this was when that bill came out where you had to have transparency in some states of what you're paying other people. I know it made employers sick to the stomach, not because they wanted to screw people over, but they couldn't find staff, and payroll's the killer, and they had to dig deeper into their pockets to get people to come. But if their whole staff knew that they were paying 5 or 10% more, their whole staff could walk out. And even though I don't blame the staff for walking out, I mean, that sucks that a new hire is getting more. I do understand the employer's perspective of, okay, this sucks. Because to pay for everybody to get raises just so you could get one new person, that's why you saw companies close. They're like, we can't do it. And so I see both sides. I was an employee. Don't screw me over. Being an employer, how do you, because based on an inflation that you didn't cause, I mean, nobody is asking for $20 hamburgers at restaurants. But because that's the way it's going, you now have to pay your staff more. And you're not making as much because of COVID, because of people's shopping habits. There's only so much you could do. So all I would suggest is say, look, I don't want to leave. It's really hard for me to be here with somebody else paying. It's a bad situation all around. Nobody should make less than somebody who was there less than they were. It's got to be fair. There's got to be seniority. But unfortunately, the wages are starting to go up at such a fast pace, and these companies aren't bringing in the profits like they did. And that's why you're seeing layoffs. And, I hate it when I hear people say I'm too afraid to bring it up. I don't want to bring it up because I don't want to lose my job. Especially because those are people who want to work. 1-877-DOT-BELLY.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you.
Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA News Update. Fighting among rival generals in the African nation of Sudan is now bad enough that the U.S. is preparing for possible evacuations of American diplomats and others. Complicating all that, the airport in Khartoum, Sudan's capital city, is inoperable due to the fighting. It started just fine. But 4 minutes into the SpaceX rocket's flight, it blew up. The most powerful rocket ever built was supposed to make one lap around the Earth, then splash down in the Pacific near Hawaii. Still, SpaceX says it learned a lot from the short flight. The death toll is at least three from last night's tornado that ripped through McLean County, Oklahoma. Authorities in the town of Cole fear that number will rise. And the danger is far from over as more big storms are threatening about 50 million people from Texas to Wisconsin today. Richard Johnson, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, a few years ago, we talked about how a few teenagers were hospitalized for doing the Benadryl challenge. It was a challenge that kind of got popular around the COVID lockdowns. Then in 2020, a 15-year-old Oklahoma City teenager died doing the Benadryl challenge. Sadly, we have another child who was hospitalized and died after doing the Benadryl challenge. Apparently, what you do with the Benadryl challenge, which is completely ridiculous, is TikTok videos are showing this viral trend where people consume multiple pills of diphenhydramine to produce a high or trip, making themselves hallucinate, feeling buzzed, high. Unfortunately, these kids could not only sustain hallucinations, but sustain heart attacks and seizures. ABC 6 reports that 13-year-old Jacob Stevens was hospitalized, put on a ventilator, and died 6 days later. His parents actually gave the news the picture of him because they wanted people to see what this Benadryl challenge did. And they lost their son over something that I still can't fathom why these kids will do things like this. You know, I don't want to say kids of the 1950s and 60s and, you know, maybe 40s were a little smarter. I'm sure everybody did dumb stuff. But, how could anybody think this is a good idea? Maybe it's because Benadryl is over the counter, so they think it's safe. But you can overdose on antihistamines. Benadryl, diphenhydramine, is an antihistamine, an H1 blocker. So symptoms of taking too much of it or overdosing is nausea, vomiting, dry skin, red skin, dry mouth. Your vision could blur. If you aren't sure, their pupils could look enlarged. Their blood pressure could drop. Ear ringing. Having trouble urinating. You wouldn't be able to urinate. Heart rate would be rapid. Confusion. Agitation. Nervousness. Depression. Lack of balance. Fatigue. Tremors. Hallucinations. Delirium. You eventually will seize and then die. If you suspect somebody overdosing on Benadryl or an antihistamine, you've got to call 911, poison control, find out what to do. We don't have an antidote, but we might use activated charcoal, supportive measures, stabilize your pulmonary, cardiological, or neurological effects of it, fluids, all that. Don't be trying to give them Ipecac to throw it up. Don't be doing that. Just contact 911. Call 911. And you know, I see Benadryl. They're pretty pink little pills. I know that because I bought some when I took the family to go and get their COVID shots. I was like, well, just in case there's an allergy, right? Got an EpiPen, I got some Benadryl, just in case. So I got these little pink tablets still in my purse. I got to throw them out. They're probably expired now. I don't really use them. I don't use a lot of Benadryl because it makes me so tired. But people use Benadryl for sleep. Benadryl is an extremely popular medication that's around the house. So if kids are trying to do a challenge or get high, they're accessing something that's very easily accessible. And I get there's this big push to get medicines over the counter. It is really hard for patients to be told no by a physician because the patient wants an antibiotic or the patient wants a steroid. They're not asking for a controlled substance, but they're asking for something. And the doctor says no because we have to perform, we have to practice antibiotic stewardship. We've got to protect the resistance. We have to make sure people aren't mistreating something. They could have COVID, and they might need COVID medication, or they might have flu and need flu medication. Don't waste an antibiotic for that. So I see both sides of it. But people want safe medications over the counter. And I'm in these pharmacies, you know, getting my shots or whatever, and I'm looking at a lot of these medications over the counter, and I'm like, you know, kids better not touch these. Not all of these medications are quote unquote safe. And you know, so when you hear people are overdosing on Benadryl, the first question people say is, well, how? Because they think it's an over the counter medication. You could shut your liver down overdosing on Tylenol. You could shut your kidneys down overdosing on ibuprofen. There are medications over the counter that could mess you up. There's potassium supplements. You could take enough potassium to stop your... I don't want to give anybody ideas. But we have things over the counter that can kill you. Well, we have, you know, knives and things like that. And, you know, chemicals and drain cleaner. But we just think that if it's over the counter, it's safe. But the other added effect is we have kids out there that do these challenges. Remember the coronavirus challenge? There was a TikTok celebrity, Ava Louise, who was licking toilet seats on her TikTok. This was, she was 21 at the time. Another personality, TikTok personality named Lars, came down with COVID after licking somebody's toilet seat. Why are you licking the toilet seat? Now, Ava, I showed Dr. Phil, because she was in an interview with him, that she did bleach the toilet seat first. But really, we're licking toilet seats now? I mean, COVID, and it was the COVID challenge. Okay, yeah, you can't get COVID from a butt and a toilet seat. You can get other things from it as well. So that made no sense. Another real stupid challenge was the vacuum trash bag challenge. That one is where one climbs into a garbage bag while a friend or parent sucks air out of the plastic bag until the inmate topples over. There was a video of a parent doing that with their child. Look, what are you talking about? So you're almost preventing them from breathing. You really want to do that? Then to the point where they're falling? They can have respiratory failure, stroke, death? Some of these videos, you saw the parents doing it. Then you saw other videos where kids are putting bags over their friends' heads. Okay, that is causing them to stop breathing. Another challenge was called the Shell On Challenge, where teens would eat fruit through the skin, through cardboard boxes or plastic bags. So what they would do is they would videotape themselves, don't ask why, eating something with the shell on. Maybe not as dangerous as Tide Pod or the Boiling Water Challenge, but still ridiculous. There was the Boiling Water Challenge. That's where kids drink boiling water from a straw, or they have it poured all over their body. That was a challenge called the Boiling Water Challenge. That caused hospitalizations. One of the stupidest was the Fire Challenge. The Fire Challenge was executed by pouring rubbing alcohol on one's body and then setting oneself on fire. The video records the victim running into a tub or shower to wash it off. And then, oh wow, everybody laughs. 12-year-old girl from Detroit a couple years ago participated in that challenge and had to undergo multiple surgeries to repair burns affecting 50% of her body. These fire challenges have been pretty, I think some people are still doing it. I don't understand. These are, we're not supposed to play with fire, let alone put it on your body. It just makes no sense. It was the choking challenge, which induced children to suffocate themselves until they felt asphyxiated. The Tide Pod challenge became very famous and stupid, where somebody would put a bunch of Tide Pods into their mouth, hoping they wouldn't burst. The cinnamon challenge was one of the earlier ones. That's where kids would go to their parents' spice cabinet, or spice drawer, and they would inhale cinnamon until they coughed and puked. That doesn't sound fun to me, but they would video themselves doing that. And then the condom challenge was really dumb. There were condom challenges. One, where you filled up a condom with water, and then you dropped it on your friend's face, and it exploded. The other, don't ask. Honestly, you guys can't just, go play ball, some stick ball, really? The other is where you stick a condom in your nose, and then you pull it out through your mouth. I think we really underestimate. This is why I think we really need to do school differently. These kids should not have summer vacation for 3 months. These kids could be working. These kids could be being productive. There's so much we could be doing with these kids. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlih.com.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming? I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Dolly 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so the SpaceX massive Starship exploded. That was it went up into the air, and it looked like it passed a bunch of the technological milestones until it exploded. I think it was about, 130 seconds in? Thank God there was nobody on board. You know, watching this video, you know, it just brought back the memories of watching the Challenger when I was a little girl. I was like, oh my God. It was just so, so frightening. But no injuries or public property damage being reported by the FAA following the launch. The FAA wrote, the FAA will oversee the mishap investigation of the Starship Super Heavy test mission. A return to flight of the Starship Super Heavy vehicle is based on the FAA determining that any system, process, or procedure related to the mishap does not affect public safety. The administration reported nothing, noting that it's a standard practice for all mishap investigations. So it's called a mishap. Maybe it hit one of the Chinese balloons. I mean, don't we still have the... Aren't they still floating balloons around the globe? Maybe that's what happened. I don't know. But many people were watching it. They were all excited. They were, and you know, we were being told that some of the SpaceX fans, including Elon Musk, said this was a still a good start. They said the fact that it still got up there and, you know, was able to meet some of the technological milestones was all part of the process. And I think they had said that there was a 50% chance that it wasn't supposed to be successful. So this supposedly wasn't a shock. NASA Administrator Bill Nelson said the launch of the Starship rocket is a good first step. They said it looks like they got through the first stage of this big monster rocket. That's a real accomplishment. We'll get to report on what happened to the second stage, or we'll get a report. But I'm very encouraged that they've gotten along this far. Okay. Yeah. So, apparently this was the most powerful rocket ever built. And it was able to take off. And so, SpaceX founder Elon Musk tweeted, he congratulated the company. He said they learned a lot in preparation for its next test launch, which is going to happen in a few months. This test flight was apparently a small step in a big project. All right, they had to, I guess, hash out certain technological questions. And so NASA tapped SpaceX's Starship to serve as a lunar lander, which would ferry astronauts from a separate spacecraft down to the lunar surface for the Artemis 3 mission, which is currently scheduled for 2025. But before the mission can take off, SpaceX has to prove that Starship can make it to the moon. That did not happen today. They said the sheer mass of the vehicle will force the company to refuel the spacecraft while it's still in Earth's orbit. More than a dozen launches carry nothing but propellant may be required to give a single Starship lunar lander enough fuel to transverse the 238,900-mile void between the Earth and the moon. Before SpaceX can even hash out the process, it will need to learn to put Starship into orbit in the first place without it blowing up. Okay, that would probably be my first recommendation. Try to make sure that the rocket doesn't blow up. But they said today's test flight only sought to get to near orbital speeds and make a partial lap of the planet. So that's why they say this was a big success. All right, and they Listen, I get it. I mean, look, I'm a scientist. I had to do a lot of scientific procedures, and sometimes a unintended consequence could be the next big discovery. Look at what happened with artificial sweeteners. One of the artificial sweetener scientists, this happened to two of them, but one of them came home, was eating his chicken, licked his fingers when he was eating the chicken, and goes, that's sweet. What do I have that's on my hand that's so sweet? You'd think they would have washed their hands a lot back then, but they didn't. And he found out that a chemical he was working on actually could be now used as an artificial sweetener. And here we have saccharin. So, you know, sometimes scientific mistakes are good. It says this is a little messy. Thank God it was uncrewed. Right? And seeing it explode and there being debris, you know, it does make people nervous. And, you know, there was a lot of fire. There was one thing I noticed. I mean, we looked and there were 33 engines. We're watching this going, that's a lot of engines. But, so, a lot of propellant, a lot of money going into this. You know, not everything is going to be a, perfect sort of mission, but I don't know, I get nervous. Sometimes I think space doesn't want us. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got some startling news. Children's suicide attempts by drug overdose surged 70% during the pandemic. Child suicide attempts. What did they use? Tylenol, Advil, and Benadryl. Not all together, separately. The CDC said that they found that it had increased from 2019 by 30%, from 2019 to 2021, but younger children were struck hardest, and their rates went up 72%. They also used Zoloft and Prozac. The pandemic brought, obviously, a lot of mental health issues. People couldn't, you know, make the lockdown, being around, you know, being with your parents the whole time. I mean, imagine us as adults if we had to be with their parents the whole time. And now these kids have to be around their parents. Parents have to be around their kids. They don't get to learn. They don't get to grow. They're looking at a computer screen. They're gaining weight. They're not eating well. They're hearing their relatives have died of COVID. It's not good. It wasn't good. We were like, let's get our kids back to being with other kids. And there was no. You know, the teachers aren't ready to go back, and I get it, but, you know, they're just, at least give the option to those individuals who wanted to go back. Let them go back, or at least let the clubs reopen. But it was almost like, you know what, everybody will just take off, and then we'll just decide when to get everybody back. And you had some people dreading, saying, you know, oh, man, crap, I got to go back. I'm like, you're not happy about it? And I'm thinking to myself, the longer this goes, the harder it is for people to get back. And so, unfortunately, parents were kind of mad. They go, can we get our kids back to school? Teachers, some of them were dancing and doing videos of them dancing and striking and things like that. And I support our teachers. And I get our teachers were scared of the virus, too. But we had our kids starting to, you know, they were having issues. Now, the data does not include the suicide attempts with a weapon. All this was looking at, injections. Using some sort of poison, I think, was also included in some of these numbers. In February, the CDC reported that 57% of teen girls and 30% of teen boys suffered feelings of hopelessness and sadness. Yeah, it's a shame, and I get it. I mean, you know, when I think back to what these other kids went through with their dads going off to war, you know, or their moms not having cancer treatment, and, you know, I mean, kids have gone through hell, and or the kids that went through the Holocaust, but our kids were not mentally ready for what we went through with the lockdown, and it's because kids weren't able to just go outside and be with other kids. In some municipalities, you could not go outside. The parks were closed. Kids couldn't go and play. Okay, kids have to be kids. Have you guys ever had a pet that had surgery, but they were sad because, not that they were in pain, but because they couldn't go outside and play and run with the other dogs? You know, your dog, after a day or so, if that dog can't go outside and play, that dog gets sad. You need to, you know, have your daily activity, your daily dose of vitamin D, your social interaction. Just because you and I might get along fine on Facebook doesn't mean the average child gets their social needs from that. And don't be naive. Don't think that your child wouldn't commit suicide. Oh, that's only something teenagers do. Okay, these kids are watching stupid things on the internet, and they're getting ideas. Ideas we would have never thought that they would have been exposed to. So keep an eye on them. Get them some help. 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.